Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies. We hope you enjoyed this mini, but also wanted to give everyone a heads up that the subject matter is mature and graphic in nature, especially for our younger audience members. Enjoy. Hey, creepies. Welcome to Middle Age Mini 193. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Sean and Todd, and we are Middle Age and Creeped Out. How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
I'm going to do what Nate says. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Wondrous.
It's wondrous. I'm stupefied by your comments, but I love it.
No, I'm doing good.
We're still bringing the energy, right?
Yep.
Woohoo.
Mm-hmm.
You guys doing okay tonight?
Yeah.
Good.
Had a good anniversary episode. So
yes, we did. That'll be dropping next week after this episode, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know it.
I'm remote this week, so
controlled.
Yeah. No, never controlled.
Never controlled, though.
Johnny Five's alive.
You're always off the hook.
Oh.
That short circuit.
It's your short circuit. Yeah, Johnny Five's still alive. That's creepy in its own right, right?
It is creepy.
All right. Well, we came for the mini. Shall we get to it?
Yeah, let's do it.
This one is my pick, and it is weirder than weird, and it is Peter Curtin, the vampire of Dusseldorf. And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Peter Curtin.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of him.
I was thinking the mobsters, you know, it's curtains for you, right?
Curtains.
I can't do it in a mob voice right now, but I don't know why. But
there you see.
Yeah, you see. Yeah, there you go. It's curtains. That's better. A little bit of background without giving too much away. Peter Curtin, he's from Germany. He was born May 26, 1883. He died July 2nd, 1931. He was a serial killer known as the Vampire of Dusseldorf. That sounds so scary, doesn't it? And the Dusseldorf Monster, who committed a series of murders and sexual assaults between February and November of 1929 in Dusseldorf. Years before the assaults and murders, Curtin had amassed a lengthy criminal record for offenses including arson and attempted murder. He also confessed to the 1913 murder of a 9-year-old girl in Mulheim and Rhine and attempted murder of a 17-year-old in Dusseldorf. Dusseldorf. That's just fun to say.
This guy is something.
I know. Are you? Yeah, you read up on him, aren't you?
Peter Curtin was practically raised to be a serial killer. He grew up with an extremely violent father, mm-hmm. and at the age of 9, he allegedly killed his first 2 victims.
Yeah.
2 of his friends. I would not want to be this kid's friend.
Well, they were swimming, right?
Yep. He drowned them in a river. Around this time, his violence also extended to animals, mm-hmm. which is where he first realized that he had an affinity for blood.
Yes. They say with those 2 boys, his friends that he killed, the first one was drowning, and he just, instead of saving him, he made him drown more. And then the second one was trying to save the first one, and he also made him drown. And police watched the whole thing, and they still considered it an accident. So I don't know if he later on said, oh, yeah, I wanted to kill him. I wanted him dead. How they know that that was. But the weirdest.
Oh, you're not supposed to put your foot on their head?
Exactly. Like, you look like you were quote-unquote.
Step on their throat.
Helping them, right? But the weirdest thing is that this kept happening even after, you know, and like he would be, he'd get away with, literally get away with murder, and they could never pin it on him, or they would just kind of like screw it up. You know, it was like they could have really like caught him multiple times and he just got away. So it's just weird the way that somebody could truly, and when they say get away with murder, this was the guy that did it.
He had been sentenced to prison nearly 30 times. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like, I think he's better now. He's good, right?
The other thing, it said his career as a criminal, influenced European society's understanding of what serial murder, sexual violence, and sadism in the first half of the 20th century.
I mean,
So,
that's a long time ago too. You just
jeez.
didn't think people acting that way.
Yeah.
And then he died young. He's 48, you know, so they had.
Younger than that, he was 38.
Oh, well, this is 48.
Oh, no, you're right. 48.
I
You're
was gonna
right.
say
40.
they got their math wrong on here.
Oh, you're right. It was eight. I was thinking 1893,
No, it's all
1880.
right. No, it's all right. He was executed by a guillotine, which he seemed to be excited about, right? It's interesting that so his convictions, he was a sadistic sexual gratification was his motives, vengeance against society. So his father was apparently very abusive, I think alcoholic, and he would beat his mother in front of the children, and he would also like sexually assault her, and the children would watch him do this to her. So all kind of mental and emotional and physical abuse that he witnessed at a very young age. And they said there was a neighbor who was abused, killed animals, and then also performed bestiality on them, and started showing this Peter at a young age how to start doing that and the gratification from that. So he had him like perform these acts and killing animals, and then they said that wasn't after a while that wasn't enough, and he graduated to people. So it's just disturbing how this he was. I don't know. Not saying he had I'm sure he had a choice in the matter, but it's just almost like it was just something in him, I'm sure, just clicked with all this horrible stuff that he was exposed to.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he had nine plus victims that he murdered. Attempted murder was 31 plus, because some of these people got away. Some of them would try to describe who he was, and they still couldn't pin it on him. One guy, so Peter left his handkerchief at a murder scene, I think at a bar or something, and they found it, and so his initials were on there, and so they could have easily like, oh, PK, this is PK's. Instead, they linked it to another person who had the initials PK and who had to go to jail for murder, and they said that Peter Curtin, when he found out that it was pinned on somebody else, he just laughed about it, like that it was just funny to him.
Yeah, I guess that he was in and out of jail a lot, like Todd said. But then after some of his stints in jail, he actually got married and lived a normal life for a few years.
She was a criminal too.
But then it was short-lived because around the age of 40, he started his biggest killing spree. Eventually, police realized that he was drinking the blood of his victims, thus nicknaming him the vampire of what is it, Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf.
Yeah. This.
Apparently, she was a criminal as well, and they met in jail, and they quote unquote fell in love and were perfect for each other because they were both just ingrates and screwed up. And I guess she wasn't going to marry him, and he said, "If you don't marry me, I'll kill you." And like she's like, "Okay, let's get married." That's how, and it's like that's disturbing in itself, right?
This said he confessed all of his crimes to her,
Well.
because he felt like he was going to get caught soon, and then his hopes was she could turn him in and reap the reward money for turning him in and take care of herself for the rest of her life.
That's love right there. I'm just taking care of you, baby. Goodness sake.
Wow.
It's endless love.
Yeah, he had so murder, 9 counts, attempted murder, 7 counts, arson, attempted robbery, breaking and entering, burglary, seduction, theft,
Seduction.
and threatening behavior. There was all kind of that, apparently.
So yeah, she did turn him in. So,
Yes, we did.
May 1930, she handed him over to the authorities just like he told her to do, and he was arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 9 life sentences. Wow.
So he was called the king of sexual perverts on top of all this stuff, which I think that's fairly fitting.
Thank. Yeah, he is a crazy dude. I like his final words. That creeps me out.
Final words.
Tell me after my head is chopped off, will I still be able to hear, at least for a moment, the sound of my own blood gushing from the stump of my neck? That would be the pleasure to end all pleasures. That is just
Wow.
chilling. That's chilling.
He died with a smile on his face too. They say that he was grinning
Oh.
when his head was cut off, and so he's laying on his back, and they have it displayed in a museum there in Germany. And his head is split open with a ch and it hangs from like a chain so that you can, and it just rotates so that you can see all sides of his head and the inside, of his cranium and everything. It's just weird, So it even says Peter Curtin, the Dusseldorf vampire, believe it or not, beheaded murderer Peter Curtin has his head bisected and mummified in attempt by scientists to understand the workings of his mind. Tried for 68 ghoulish crimes, including 9 murders, Peter Curtin was sentenced to be beheaded in Germany in 1931. So demented was Curtin's behavior, criminologists believed his brain had to be physically different from the norm in order for him to have concocted his grisly crimes. Therefore, his head was bisected to study his brain and the skull's internal cavities. Let's see, the authentic mummified head of Peter Curtin displayed here was acquired by Ripley's, believe it or not, from the estate of, I think it says Arnie Coward, something like that, the world's foremost collector of crime and punishment artifacts, and is being shown for the first time ever outside of Coward's home in Hawaii. Arnie, I think is his name.
I guess it's now in Ripley's, believe it or not, in Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, is that where it's at then? Oh,
Yeah.
okay. I was
Yeah.
just thinking it was in Germany. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, after examining and looking at his brain, their studies came up empty.
Yep.
There was nothing in there.
Wow.
Yeah, they compared it to somebody that wasn't a serial killer, yeah, and they said the studies came up empty.
Yeah, it says he killed at least 9 people, attempted to kill dozens more, oftentimes by stabbing them with a pair of sharpened scissors.
Sharpened scissors instead of dull
At least he
scissors.
sharp
Oh.
yeah, at least he sharpened them, yep.
Yeah.
Well, at least he is humane.
Yeah, well,
Oh, that's
wasn't
awful.
he knew what he was doing. I mean, he wasn't completely crazy. I mean,
When he went to trial, that he tried to plead insanity immediately, and they said, "No, we're not having that." It says a vicious rapist and serial killer, Peter Curtin had terrorized Germany throughout the early 20th century. He confessed that he brutally tortured and murdered his victims, mostly children, in order to achieve orgasm. And while many of his victims escaped their lot with their lives, Curtin killed at least 9 people, sometimes drinking their blood straight from their wounds, like you said, Nate, earning him that nickname of the Vampire of Dusseldorf. The monster of Dusseldorf, which I can see both of those. It's very dark. It's one of the,
yeah.
he's remembered as one of the worst serial killers in history, rightfully so.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, they found he was suffering from no organic mental disease or from any functional mental disease and was therefore responsible in law for his crimes.
I said he had tendencies from a very young age, channel of sexual frustrations. He's resorted to bestiality. Again, this was from like a neighbor of his. Resorted to bestiality with dogs or local farm animals, often stabbing and mutilating the animals during intercourse in an effort to achieve orgasm. He also claimed that around the age of 9, he dr had drowned 2 other boys, young boys, holding them underwater until they died. He was never charged with these alleged crimes. However, they were seen as an accident, and they were two friends of his.
Wow. Yeah, this guy's definitely interesting. I've never heard of him
I honestly
until
had,
today.
until I saw that brain, I had seen something about, the floating brain thing, and I thought, what in the world is that? And then I've been seeing it more, and that's why I posted it a few weeks ago, and I was like, this is wild. And so I'm like, man, we got to do a a mini or a full on this because there's just so much hair, you know, and I listened to some videos and it's just disturbing. It's almost like more than you could make up, you know, in a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, I've heard about him on a different podcast, so that's the only, yeah, he's pretty sadistic. Pretty one of the most brutal ones, I think, as far as serial killers.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
And more and as just as demented as any other ones that I can think of. It's like good grief. So what else do you guys have on good old Peter here?
Nothing. I definitely don't want to meet him. He gets a big yuck sticker on him. Yuck all the way around.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, he's a gross human.
Yeah, I found other stuff, but I'm not gonna read
It's bad, isn't it? It's bad.
it.
Watch. Oh, so here's the
Wow.
deal. If you want to know more about him, feel free to read all the articles. And there are so many videos. I
Yes,
watched a
there's.
couple of them, but they are cringe. They are so cringe to
Yeah,
hear.
some of these articles go really into
The killings and the people that got away and all that.
details, like, you know, of his first victim and
It's
wow.
bad. You're right. It's definitely not something we want to really delve into because it's disturbing.
Yeah, he had some screws loose for
Well,
sure.
no, he didn't. They said everything looked fine.
They didn't check all of them.
Oh man, no kidding.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, that was interesting and disturbing all at once. Super creepy, which is what we go for, right?
Oh yeah.
You got anything for us, Nate, to take us out of
Don't lose your head. And that's a wrap.
this? Perfect and schlag. Well, we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to Middle Aged Mini 193 and our discussion on the vampire of Dusseldorf, Peter Curtin. And until next time,
See ya.
bye.